Kaylin Kinnunen is currently on Broadway in The Prom, and she's here to talk about her performances and give us her spin on her LGBTQ issues. Hi, Kaylin.
Hello.
First of all, tell us about The Prom.
Well, The Prom is about a 17-year-old girl who wants to take her girlfriend to her high school prom, and the PTA says, nope, you can't do that, and they cancel The Prom. Then these four veteran Broadway performers in New York have opened their Broadway show that closes on opening night, and they decide they want to put themselves back in the spotlight and get some good publicity. So they decide to go over to Indiana and try to save the day, and shenanigans ensue, and it is a hilarious, like, classic musical comedy with a heart of gold, and it's special and unique, and I love it.
What was the reaction to the Macy's Day Parade Kiss that you participated in?
Well, that was actually a really cool experience because it was the first time that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade had showed an LGBTQ+ kiss on their program. And it was cool because for us, like, that's just part of our show. You know, we do that every night and it's magical and special, but, like, it's not a big deal. It just is what it is. And so we went into it very, like, we're just doing this number that's in our show. It's exciting. It's great. And then Cindy and I said, this is a big deal. This is the first time this has happened. And so it really, like, sunk in what we were doing. And we felt incredibly honored and privileged to be able to be doing that. And it was cool because for every, like, message of hate and intolerance we got 10 times the amount of love and support and just, like, outpouring of community, and it was incredible.
How did you become involved in The Prom?
I became involved in The Prom by just auditioning for it. My agent submitted me for a role, and I went in and auditioned. I actually auditioned for the role of Alyssa first, which was at that point a blonde cheerleader. And I went in and I was like, I'm really wrong for this role, but okay, let's do it. And so I went in and auditioned for it, and the creative team very quickly realized that I was wrong for that role, and they said, hey, can you actually read for the role of Emma? Can you step out and look over this audition side? And I was like, yeah, totally. And so I did that. It came back in, like, 5 minutes later and read for the role of Emma, and the next day I booked it. I then went on to do a 29-hour reading of it. We then did a lab production, we did an out-of-town production, we did another lab, and now we are on Broadway, and my journey with it has been 4.5 years.
What do you hope to accomplish with your work?
I feel very lucky and fortunate that I've been able to be a part of pieces that really have a voice. I've gotten to do shows like Spring Awakening and Next to Normal, and now the show The Prom, and I'm really happy with that, and I love being able to do theater pieces that say something. I love being able to use my voice to open up conversations and really talk to people about their life experiences. And so I hope just to continue to do work like that, you know, whether it is film, TV, plays, musicals, what have you. I think acting is such a great resource and conversation starter that people can see things that they normally wouldn't see, and you can open up discussions that you normally wouldn't have. So I just hope to continue to do that.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ civil rights?
My commitment to that is just fully supportive. You know, I think we've come a long way, but we have not come far enough. I think it is incredibly important that people's voices are heard and listened to, and that we need to make some changes, and we need to be supportive of people, and we need to realize that people are just people. They love who they love. It doesn't matter. So let's accept everybody. It's not that hard.
How do you see our LGBTQ community or any minority moving forward in this Trump administration, especially with the new Congress?
I think it's incredibly difficult, but I think people have to keep speaking up for themselves. I think they have to keep speaking up for themselves, and people with privilege have to keep speaking up for the people without privilege. People have to use their voices, and they have to be smart, and they have to be educated, and you can do that yourself, you know? You can educate yourself. You can read the news. You can do your research. You just have to be able to use your voice in an important way and say what you need to say, and people need to start listening. But I think it's important in this administration that you don't give up. Like, this is a fight that we need to keep fighting, and everybody needs to join in. You know, allies are important. Everyone in this battle is important, and we just need to keep fighting with love and compassion. You know, I think that's the way it needs to be led.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
Find your people. I think it can feel hard in the moment, but there's always someone to talk to. Whether that is an adult, whether that is a teacher, a friend, a parent, grandparent, just someone to listen to you. And if you don't have that, reach out to hotlines, reach out to the Trevor Project, reach out to people who will listen to you. Your voice is valid, your feelings are valid, but there is a way through them, and it's important to keep going because it does get better. You know, there are people who will listen to you, and it's important to express your feelings. Keeping them bottled is not the way to go. So just find your community and latch on to them and open up and don't be afraid to share your feelings.
How can people get information about the prom and also your work?
People can get information about the prom on their website, thepromusical.com. You got tickets, you got new press, you got all of it. And then for me, really my outlet right now is my Instagram account. It's just at caitlin.kinnanen, and that's where I post all my news, all my, like, crazy life stories, just random things about me.
What other projects are you working on?
Right now, the prom is taking up my entire life, and I am very happy about that. We opened back in November, and we are still going strong. We do 8 shows a week, and it's incredibly tiring and taxing and emotionally draining, and so I do my best just to be able to do this show 8 times a week and to be the lead and to carry myself on stage with honesty and vulnerability, and so that's what I'm working on right now. Keeping on.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
You know, it's cool because with this show, I feel like there isn't really. I feel like everyone comes and sees it and has like a new perspective. And so far, I've only gotten amazing questions and really cool questions that have like really opened up awesome discussions. And that's been really wonderful.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do, yes. For a very long time now, my favorite quote has been, "Sometimes in the pursuit of happiness, we must pause and just be happy." It's Guillaume Apollinaire, and that always just resonated with me, that like we get so caught up in our day-to-day lives and like the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. What are we doing? What are we doing? Where are we going? And sometimes you just have to take a minute and say, no, you know, I have clothes on my body. I have food to eat. I have a roof over my head. And you just have to pause and think about the little things and just be happy for what you have.